First Kings chapter 5. I may speak to you just briefly tonight, but I'm talking about another person in the life of Solomon, and this is a different kind of person. We had two harlots, the first message, and then we had the Queen of Sheba, the second message, and tonight I want us to think a little bit about the King of Tyre. Let me tell you a little bit before I read about him. Some things, as you read it, seem so confusing for this reason. In one part of the Bible, he's called Hiram, but it's really pronounced Hiram. And in another part, he's called Huram. And another thing that is even more confusing than that, there is another man that works for Hiram, whose name is Hiram. So that does make it difficult. You have Hiram, we're going to call him Hiram and Huram, if it comes to mind. If I call him Hiram, it's the same. But you have this one, and one other thing as we go along. If this is the same Hiram that worked with David, and David is dead and gone, how old he must be. And then you think of this. He speaks about Hiram, my father. But I'll give you an explanation about that right now. Sometimes when you speak to someone as your father, it is a title of respect, because you do not have Hiram sending his father Hiram to do all of this work in building the temple of Solomon. But the word my father is like this. If you recall, Elijah had a follower named Elisha. And just as Elisha went back to heaven, Elijah said this, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Now, Elijah was not the father of Elisha, but it is a title of respect. Here is a superior one. Here is one that is an expert. And so these are some things, if I read the passages, that contain those thoughts. But these are a few of the thoughts telling you about Hiram. So now, let's read a little bit, first of all, in chapter 5 of 1 Kings. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father, for Hiram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, thou knowest how that David my father could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, for the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God hath given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I purpose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake unto David my father, saying, thy son, whom I will set upon thy throne in thy room, he shall build the house for my name. Now therefore, command thou that they cut me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with thy servants, and I will give thee hire for thy servants, according to all that thou shalt say, for thou knowest that there is not among us any that knoweth how to cut timber like unto the Sidonians. And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly, and said, blessed be the Lord this day, who hath given unto David a wise son over this great people. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have heard the message which thou hast sent unto me. I will do all thy desire concerning timber of cedar and concerning timber of fir. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon unto the sea, and I will make them into rafts to go by sea unto the place that thou shalt appoint me, and will cause them to be broken up there, and thou shalt receive them, and thou shalt accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. So Hiram gave Solomon timber of cedar and timber of fir, according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household, and 20 measures of pure oil, thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they two made a league together. Now, it goes on and tells ever so much about these two kings and their servants working together. And so now, look in chapter 7, verse 13. You remember that Solomon said, send me a man who can take charge of all the particulars in building a temple. And verse 13 says, and King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill to work all works in brass. And he gave to King Solomon and worked all his work, for he fashioned the two pillars of brass, and it mentions their dimension, and it goes on and tells all of the things that this man, Hiram, my father, Hiram, this one, that he built. Now, look in chapter 10, because this is a very interesting verse telling about the working together of King Hiram and also King Solomon. It says in verse 22, for the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once every 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. And that is a remarkable verse to find in the Bible. Now, let's turn over to Second Chronicles, and this is what makes it hard to figure, is that you have some things inserted in Chronicles that you do not have in Kings and vice versa. So look at verse 1 in chapter 2 of 2 Chronicles. Now Solomon purposed to build a house for the name of the Lord and a house for his kingdom. And Solomon counted out 70,000 men to bear burdens and 80,000 men that were hewers in the mountains, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon set to Huram. Now do you see? It was Hiram in Kings, but now it's Huram. And Solomon set to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father, and didst send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so do for me. Behold, I am about to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him incense, and so forth, and so on. And now, he requests him to send him a man. Now, look over at verse 13. This is the response of Hiram, or Huram, when Solomon says, send me a man. Verse 13. And now, I have sent a skillful man, endued with understanding, of Huram my father. You would say, what does this mean? It's simply a title of respect, this man's ability. The son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold and in silver, in brass and iron and stone and in timber, in purple and blue, and it goes on and on. And one other thing, you'll find that, I'll read this to you in Kings, about what Solomon did after 20 years of service. Let me read to you at verse 10 in chapter 9. It says, and it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. See, 20 years, and so he gives him 20 cities. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him. And they pleased him not. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. Just one other scripture. Notice, here is Solomon giving Hiram 20 cities. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, look at verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Huram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. Now let's have a word of prayer, and we'll tell you a few things about these verses. Our Father, we are glad that you tell us about so many things that we would never expect to find in the Word of God. We can understand about your Son saying that I am the bread of God, and about the light of heaven, and about the commandments of God. But you have told us, Father, about people that can build and people that can construct a house that is worthy of thy name. We are thankful that those that have this ability, and we desire to learn a little bit about this tonight, about Hiram, this man that was sent from King Hiram to assist Solomon in the building of the temple. So bless us this night. We confess our sins, be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse, and glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. In this instance, it is not someone coming to Solomon that needs something from him. That's what happened when the two women came to Solomon and asked, whose child is this? Solomon told her whose child it was. And then, it is not the Queen of Sheba coming, proving Solomon with hard questions, but this time, it is a king to whom Solomon sends for help. This is a remarkable thing. You may have wealth, and you may have ability, but you may not have every ability. There are some that are musically inclined. There are some who can work with their hands. There are some who are geniuses at mathematics and astronomy. But very few people have the ability to do all of these things. And I marvel, and I could wish that my father had passed on to me the ability to work with my hands and do things with my hands the way he was able to do. He could not only repair things and make things, but I recall that he went to the store that carried pieces of lumber, just pieces of lumber, the right kind and the right size, and he had a room upstairs that had all his carpenter's tools in it, and he took that lumber, those boards, and he was able to make a violin with his own hands out of those boards. That is a remarkable thing. I remember once as a young man in the shop trying to make a stand to put magazines in, and only a mother would accept it when I brought it home. That is how terrible it was. I've never had any ability that way. But he did pass on the musical ability to me and my mother in that sense, and so I thank God for that. But Solomon, with all of his ability and with the pattern that he had from his father David that God had given him in writing, he of himself and he with all of the inhabitants of his kingdom were not able to build this temple of God unassisted. A remarkable thing. But he had remembered that his father David wanted a house for himself, and he had sent to King Hiram years before and asked for similar things that he is now asking for, and Hiram was delighted to help David, and it says this, he was ever a lover of David. It's always good when you can meet people and they talk about your father and they say good things about your father. I can tell you those things, but I shan't. But I just remember how encouraging it was when someone asked, are you Maple Mill's son? And I said, yes. And they would say complimentary things about my father, and how encouraging it was. And here is a king, and Solomon sends a request to this king, and it's a great request. And it says, I knew your father. Your father was a fine man, and I was ever a lover of David, your father. Think of that encouragement. Because you're asking a man to give you assistance for 20 years, and an assistance that nobody else could give. And this king of Tyre lived in such a place that was close to Lebanon, that was filled with these cedar trees and these fir trees. Now, let me tell you what was involved, because this is what is so remarkable. Where they cut the trees, and these are approximate measurements, in Lebanon, they cut the trees and they had to bring them by land down to Tyre, to the seaport of Tyre. And when they had all of these massive trees, somehow they had to bind them together into great rafts, and they were in the ocean. And then from Tyre to the closest seaport to Jerusalem was Joppa, and it was some 90 to 100 miles by sea for these cedar trees and fir trees that were in rafts to come down. And then when they came down, they would have to break them up and then take them one by one to land. And then by land, they had to carry them 35 miles to Jerusalem. Now think of this. For 20 years, all of this labor had been going on. Now another thing that is of interest. How is it when you're going to build a magnificent temple, are you going to find laborers to build that temple? Think of this. Pharaoh had a daughter, and Solomon married Pharaoh's daughter. And when it came to building, his wife could tell him exactly what to do. She said, why, my father, my ancestors, why, if you came down into Egypt, you could look and you could see all of these pyramids that they built. Why, they simply made the inhabitants of land to work for them. And they worked years, not just 20 years, but some say 100 years, and other places in the world, it was this forced labor, and finally, these pyramids are erected. Now, in like manner, if you had read about all the laborers, and I didn't read you all the numbers, you have thousands and thousands of them, of different kinds. You have some that are Israelites, some that are aliens, and wherever any manpower could be found, Solomon constricted them, and he made a demand on them, and 150,000 men were working for over 20 years, and we're not told what pay they received. It was just this: we'll need food to feed these people, and we'll need lodging, and so we're not told if they received any wages, but those that were Israelites had special privileges. They would only go and work 1 month, and then they could come home 2 months. They would go 1 month and come home 2 months. And so there were special privileges for some, and then there was hard, unbroken labor for others. So this is the only drawback when you think of that temple of God. You see this magnificent temple of God, but think of how many lives were lost and how many physical structures of men were destroyed from all the timber and all the labor and all the stones and all the work that took place. And so when you see this temple of Solomon, understand it was not only intelligence in knowing how to read a pattern and a blueprint, but it was also being able to get the manpower and the materials. So this is what Solomon could do. Since his father David had left, it's unbelievable the amount of gold that David, his father, had left. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of gold. And then he got more gold when he sent ships to Tarshish. And also, he got gold from the king of Tyre, Hiram, all of this gold. And what happened was this. It seems like with all the materials that David, his father, had provided, there still needed to be more. But it was forthcoming. He would take it from the king of Tyre, and then he would send ships and get more gold. And so there needed to be an endless supply of gold. And if you read and think it through, here is what some have said, that when it says that Hiram gave David so much gold, they say it was a loan, and he expected Solomon to pay him back. Why? Because this is such a magnificent, costly temple, even with all the gold and provisions that David, his father, had made for him, Solomon still needed more money. And then he lived in magnificent splendor, and so this is the background. But here is what I thought. In some parts of the Bible, the children of Israel refuse to work the foreigners. If you read about Nehemiah, and you read the foreigners wanting to come and help Nehemiah and the children of Israel when they're rebuilding Jerusalem, Nehemiah says, absolutely not. And it raised their anger when their help was refused. And so we're liable to read that and say, well, we do not want any outsiders, any unsaved people, any uncircumcised Philistines. We do not want them helping in the work of God. But this is a physical thing that's being done. It's not that they come and do spiritual things, but it is physical, even though that physical thing they are doing is for a spiritual purpose. And so let's keep this in mind, that when it came to building the temple, Solomon was quite prepared to go and speak to a foreign king and get the skill that is in his territory and have it sent down to his home, and the temple was to be built. That's the first thing. But I want to tell you another thing that is so interesting. If you have read about the tabernacle, you read about two men, especially Bezalel and Aholiab. These were the two that had this special skill and cunning, it said, by the Spirit of God. And whatever needed to be built in that tabernacle, these two men were able to do it themselves or to tell this man and that man what to do. They were able to bring to the tabernacle every piece of furniture, every pillar, everything that was necessary. These two men were able to do it themselves or have others to do it. Now, the only difference between this man, Hiram, my father, who was an inhabitant of Tyre, but he had also Israelitish blood in him. The only difference is this. It said both of them had wisdom and cunning, but it says concerning the two that built the tabernacle for Moses, it said they had it by the Spirit of God. But it simply said that Hiram, he had this wisdom and skill, and so evidently there is an ability that God gives some that is innate, that is just natural. They have that ability. And then there are others that have the ability. It may be latent in them, or it may be that God specially gives them this thing that they never had before. But I looked at the tabernacle and saw the two that built it, and it was just the way God wanted it. And in like manner, I looked at these that are foreigners, that are headed up by a man that is only part Israelite, and yet this temple is built, and it's acceptable, and God has these people working for 7 years on this temple, and then it says that they labored 13 years to build the house, the palace of Solomon. So 20 years, but whatever needed to be done, it was not to be done in a moment. This is not a day's work, but it was a long projected work. And finally, the work was done. Now, this is what is so interesting. You read two things, and I wondered, I said, what is this? I read, first of all, that David, after 20 years, gave 20 cities to Hiram. And then I read in Chronicles that Hiram gave 20 cities to David. And this is a solution that has been proposed. It is this, that Solomon had spent all his money and had used all his labor and resources in building this temple for God. And so now he wants to reward King Hiram a city for every year that he labored. But these cities that he gave to Hiram had not been completed. They were rough. They were not inhabited by the people that King Hiram wanted to inhabit those cities. And so this was the polite way, but it's evident what the meaning was. When he came all the way from Tyre down to Jerusalem or to Galilee to see these cities, and when he saw them, he went up to Solomon and he said, what cities are these which you have given me, my brother? Now, what would you think of that? You give a man 20 cities, and instead of saying one word of praise, you simply say to him, what cities are these you have given me, my brother? So what it seems like is this, that Hiram, who had been given the cities, did not want them the way they were, and so Hiram gave these 20 cities back to Solomon, and Solomon started building those cities anew. So it just shows that at times some people do things for you, and they do things that are worthy of what you requested, and then at times what you do for them in return is not worthy of what they have done for you. But this man comes right out and speaks the truth. So here are a few thoughts about the temple of God being built and how God has blessed not only his children, but the other children of the world as well. And that's enough. Let's pray. Our Father, let us know that there are some distinctions that we have to make. Thou hast told us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Thou hast told us not to be unequally joined together with unbelievers. But help us to know, our Father, just how strictly this should be done. Help us to know the difference between working with them spiritually and then working in a material way, even for spiritual things. So give us wisdom, we pray. We thank you, our God, for the tabernacle that was built and for the temple that was built. And we thank you for all the lessons that you teach us in these passages. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.